Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1. Happy Monday to you. So we are Facebook Living right now. Hello, Facebook. And we had teased that we have a big announcement to make. And a lot of you have been trying to guess. And for those of you who guessed Tony's gay, congratulations. Wasn't that big of a stretch,
Come on.
Mark Close has an announcement. Would you like to make it to the world, Mark?
Yes, I would. It is Tony and I. It's just like we couldn't hold it. We just got it going.
That's why we always argue.
That's it. It's
We've
just
been
like,
living together for years now.
James is actually my child, so.
Whoa, that just went to a whole nother level.
Should have known by the khakis.
Really, he had little size 2 boat shoes. It was really cute.
His first words were, "These are kilties."
Really?
Don't call them tassels.
Get it straight. What the hell is wrong with you? I have decided to hang it up full time and move on. And we had the discussion. Dave and I talked with Jeff last week, and they were very kind. Came back and countered, which was very, very complimentary, and I appreciate that. But just, it was one of those I told, Dave and I have talked about this, because he always has wanted me to do it for such a long time, and I was like, what's it going to take? It's just one of those where you think about it, and then more often you think about it, you kind of realize maybe that's what you need to do. So that was my decision, and that's where we're going to go. So, yeah.
So walk us through the last couple weeks of your thinking about it.
I saw an interview with a high school coach about 6 months ago. This guy had been coaching for 40 years and decided to retire. And they said, how did you know? And he said, well, I used to think about it like once a year, then maybe every 6 months. And he said, the closer it got to it, then I kind of knew it. And I thought about it in the back of my head in 47 years. Actually, it's interesting, just missing 10 years. I finally figured out November 2nd this year would be 10 years.
With us?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, certainly don't wait until that benchmark,
no.
Mark.
Yeah, no, there's, yeah, just. all right, if you want me to. But I just thought about it, and it's time, and you start looking around when you're 65. It's not like I'm ancient or anything like that, but you start looking around
thinking,
thank you. Maybe do some different things, you know, get around the wife, just get out there and do some stuff. So that's where we're at. Yeah. So everybody's been really very, very cool. And Dave, even after we announced it, Dave called me and he goes, all right, tell me one thing. I go, what's that? He goes, tell me it's not anything we did. And I'm like, well, you know, no, but no, it's not. And it's all my decision. And I'd kicked it around for a while. I think I told you a couple of years ago I got close.
Yeah.
But it just thought about it. It was time to, you know, pull the trigger.
Yeah, I came in Friday, my usual time, and I was going to go in and talk to Jeff. And I was standing in the doorway, and I felt a hand on my back, physically, kind of pushing me into Jeff's office, and I knew. I just knew.
Yeah.
I knew that the hand was Mark's, and that he was going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked in, closed the door, he pulled his pants down, I said, not right now.
Let's what about Tony? This is wrong.
Really? I won't let you cheat on Tony.
I don't want another child.
There's no more khakis left, yeah.
But so. No, I knew it. I just knew that was what he was going
to
say.
Yep, you mentioned that to me. And yeah, so I've been thinking about it for a while, and sometimes, you know, you make the decision, you think it's at the right time, and you go and you just kind of truck through.
Oh, boy, our boss just
walked in. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, final offer.
Yeah. Really. Overnights for big money. No, but everybody's
I heard
been,
your wife wanted to take the offer we made you.
Yes, she did. When I when I told her the counter offer, she began to
negotiating with her.
She began to strangle me on the spot. She goes, "Are you insane?" And I'm like, "But honey, but honey." And that didn't go too well. But no, she's I'd say she's all on board, but I'd be lying at this point. Because I said, I just want to kick back. And she goes, from what? You don't do that much to begin with, for God's sakes. I go, yeah, kind of got me on that one. But no, I just thought it was the right time. So
yeah. And you may be doing the snowbird thing?
Yeah. We kicked around that idea for a whole bunch. I mean, you know me in real estate in Florida. I keep looking at that and going down there for a couple months just to try it, see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it works, it does. If it doesn't, fine. So yeah, just try some different stuff. You know, the tap dancing thing. I'll have more time to start my career in tap dancing that I really want to learn how to do. You know, you'll see me down the road somewhere.
Let's flesh out that Fern taking the offer.
Yeah. if she was my agent, it would have been a done deal. So,
well, now comes the really hard part, which is replacing you.
Yeah.
So caller 10 at 314-241.
That's what we did before.
Can you read USA Today?
Yes. Oh,
if the answer is yes, win the contest.
Let me lay on the floor so you can kick me easier.
Go to don't let the door hit you in the ass.
That's right.
At intercom.com.
That's right. We're really going to miss you. What was your name again? Yeah. Wow. Caller number 10. I like it. That's not bad.
So you'll see you down the road. I literally picture you just walking up and down Manchester.
Oh, pretty much.
Like,
yep, pretty
there
much.
There he is.
What we laughed
that guy
too.
Used to be Mark Close.
We talked earlier, like 6 months from now, you're going to look over in the window and I'm just going to be kind of standing there. Let me in.
You weigh about 120 pounds.
I haven't eaten too well, so it's not good. But. No, it's all good.
I'm divorced now. Yeah. And
got free time.
That's right. It
kind of need the money.
Once I turned down that offer and my wife heard about it, it got bad. She was a little upset.
Bitch made me pay alimony after 35 years.
Yeah. Man, she's got a lot of nerve. So.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's what we've Either that or the end of the shift. You pick, and I'll go, you know, I'll go as...
Now's good.
Was that what the line...
Hey, Shanahan, get your pink ass in here.
Is that what the line of guys was outside? They all had a number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next.
Yeah.
Really.
Van Lorenz out there.
I know.
Trish.
You got to park right next door. You get some of those guys come over and fill in for a while. Yeah. No,
Paul Cook just got home today from surgery, and he's walking here. So,
okay, there you go. He's ready to rock. So, we're talking about like the 29th, somewhere around there. So,
Whoa, yeah. What else is the 29th? Yeah.
Best birthday present I ever got.
There you go. You know, well, he is the love of my life, so I have to give him what he likes. So, yeah. Best birthday present. Nice. That worked out well.
So thoughts?
We know what he wished for last year on that Red Bull cake.
Really, it finally came true a year later. Get him out of here.
Anyone? Thoughts?
Your thoughts.
People have asked me, because I told, people this weekend, if I was surprised. And I said, yeah, I'm surprised in the kind of way that when you know something's going to happen for a couple years. I knew Mark wasn't going to be here another 5 years. And so you think about it and you're expecting it. And we would talk about it like, what are we going to do when this happens? And then when it happens, like Friday, Jeff and I were just like, you're kidding, right? And we just really kind of didn't believe it. I've told this story a million times and I'll tell it a million and one. It's an absolute true story. Seventh grade, I did a career day project, and I wanted to be on the radio, and you had to do a cover page, a drawing, or get a photo, and the only guy who I knew what he looked like in radio was Mark Close, and I literally did a drawing of Mark Close, and you were on Cakes Okay, which I don't think you ever were,
no.
But that's with the call letters, which ironically were our call letters, the day I took this job.
That's right.
And so, what would that have been, 1976... I did my career day project saying, one, I wanted to have a radio show, and Mark was on the cover of my career day thing. So it's just, and then when I met Mark and Corcoran and Radio Ridge and Hewlett and all these guys back in 2000, Tony Colombo, it was crazy. Like, oh my God, I'm just walking through the hallways and Radio Ridge seems to know my name. And then when Mark was out the next best thing to being unemployed. He was on 1380. And and we were looking to replace, I think it was Katie Cruz back then, who Kay had grabbed. And Jeff offered some ridiculous name. And I said, why would I take that guy when Mark Close is available? And so almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy that this whole career for me has happened. Crazy that half of it, over half of it, was spent with Mark on the show. You know, we give Mark tons of crap because, hello? And, I mean, it's just like you're like a brother to me. Yeah, I want to cry. I figured she'd be the first one to cry. Mm. So, yeah, it's been an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, it's been, to be, you know, making the big money at 1380 when I was doing sports talk, which I'm known for, by the way. And then when Jeff called and he's like, you know, you want to do Dave's show? And I'm like, Dave who? And
gonna miss you so much.
A lot.
I'm not going down without a fight. But to jump and honest, to jump into talk radio, which I had never really done except for a really short run at Camo X, and that got out of my system for a long time. But to be able to just kind of keep going for another 10 years, I'm very thankful for that. It's been fun. Just, you know, the goofy stuff that goes on, you know, the people are like, how do you guys script that show? And I'm like, you ever listen to that show? That is not a scripted show. We have a good time. And, you know, the different people coming in and out, it's just been a really great time. It's been fun. It was a hard decision to make. It was a really hard decision to make. But again, it felt right at the time. So, you know, a week from now, like I said,
yeah,
take my calls because I'll be,
be applying for your own job.
When do you find somebody like Mark Close? Hey, I understand you can probably get him. So
really, I'm like him, but more desperate.
Whatever the real guy wants, you know, I'll work less. So
feel like a romantic breakup.
It's ironic that the Matthew McConaughey commercial is on.
Driving
away in the car.
He's driving away after. Just saying, looking goofy. Yeah. So,
Jeff, thoughts, since you're the one that hired him 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, and it wasn't a ridiculous name. It was a pretty good name, and you decided to go with Close.
I don't even remember who it was.
It's kind of a surreal. He loves when I tell this story, by the way. But after a 10-year run here, this is the guy who I'm watching, you know, step back from day-to-day broadcasting. Mr. Columbo has me all tied up here. And I listened to him going to high school and to think, well, you know, one day Mr. Close will work for you. Yeah, right. Sure. Sure he will. So it's kind of a strange moment.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly you'll be back.
It's going to be a weird couple of months.
No one has worked for this company and the company prior. I mean, you know.
Because really what you're doing now is what people do when they cut back. But I'm just saying.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and you're already doing it.
Yeah, right? My wife kind of said this. How can you work less hours than you are now? And I go, that's a good point. But no, and thank you for that. It's been fun, man. I always had a good time. And, you know, the goofy stuff that we do all the time, I enjoy doing that. And the people that we've got to meet over the years is very cool.
I've always prided myself on being able to get the most out of every person on my show. Squeeze the nectar out of them. And I will say many times about you that I revealed the real Mark Close to St. Louis because, and I kid around saying your first three-fourths of your career was a damn lie because it was all about how nice you were and you're just like this, and you're not. I mean, you're very multi-dimensional and kind of crappy and curmudgeonly in some ways and opinionated.
And
but you never got to be that, though. Like, throughout your music career, you never got to be judgmental or angry.
Right. It was talk about the bands and all that. So, yeah, you find the real, I'm an onion, man. You got to peel back the layers.
Oh, aren't you? Yeah. Mm. You're something. Rach, any thoughts?
No, I mean, it's really sad, but we all want you to do what you want to do. So, this is what you want, and we're all happy for you.
So, get the hell out.
Yeah. So forget about the 29th. Wrap it and get out. We got a box waiting for you.
So, Tone, you're single. You ready to mingle?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is going to hurt. Yeah. This is going to be the
hardest
part.
Apparently, I'm back
part.
On the market.
That's right.
That's what you said on your first date.
Yeah, good thing I'm back down to my wooing weight.
That's right. Really?
You had a revenge body.
Really? I stuck with him when he was, you know.
Loved him when he was fat.
Oh, yeah, I loved him through everything.
Made
and
it
now,
very clear, too.
Really?
No, in all honesty, like I said to you off the air the other day, that we are going to miss you. It's bad for the show, but I'm happy, I think we all are, that you are doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank you. You've
earned more of your own time to do what you want to do with your life. So I'm very happy for you.
Kiss me.
No.
All right. Gotta ask.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. TGS 330. So if you're just joining us, Mark Close just announced that he is going to be leaving the show in a couple of weeks. Not really retiring. He is open to doing some part-time stuff, but decided, I was going to say along with his wife, but evidently she's against it, that he is done with everyday, daytime radio. And so there we are. So we have already started the search to replace him. So far, the front runner is my mom. She's probably in better health. You know what's funny? I swear to God, this is true. I have 5 texts on my phone that we got since the top of the show.
Yeah.
Every one of them says, is it his health?
Aww.
So you're probably...
God, do I look that
you're
bad?
You're probably making the right decision.
Wow.
You thought you were too old to be here, evidently so does everyone else.
Damn.
Right.
They saw the Facebook Live and they were like...
He's not looking well.
Ooh, wow.
Wait, I just got another one. It's from your wife.
Call me immediately.
It's his health.
That idiot, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. Wow.
Taliban, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know... You know, you're older than dirt.
Thank you.
You were never nice to me. now I don't have to help you with your phone anymore.
There you go.
So there you
all
go.
Right, really. There's Andrew.
There's my prepared statements.
Wow. I didn't mean it was going to be so meaningful coming from Andrew like that.
Didn't think it was going to turn into a roast, did you?
Yeah, no kidding. No, I kind of knew it would. But
I always kind of thought a roast of Mark Close would be very fun.
That's what I wanted to do. Like, I thought we would always have months and months to plan Mark leaving the show. And I was like, I want to do a roast where all the, you know, biggest people in radio that have worked with him roast him for, I can't think of another way to describe it. I thought it would be the most fun thing ever.
Yeah.
I've never not worked with you. It's weird.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's right. Yeah. Well, same with Rach, too, right? Where you...
Yeah, I mean, you've been on this show the whole time I've been at the station.
Right, right.
You used to do traffic whenever I was an intern. That was my first duty on this show ever, was getting together Close's sponsors for traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I am so angry right now because he doesn't... That was so much work for, like, when Rachel was an intern or when I would do it, and it was so difficult and such a pain, and Mark's like, I never did traffic. Like, did you see that look?
It was not hard.
Did you see that? It wasn't hard. It was just a pain.
It was like taking 5 minutes.
Putting together a file.
Evidently, you and Andrew.
So, how long
does
it take you to get your sponsors together?
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
I'm so angry right now.
That's right.
It was backbreaking.
It was hard to remember to do it because I would forget all
the time. So, Sue, you're the most recent addition. Your thoughts?
I'm mad. Now, I know, and I'll be fine in a couple days, but I just got here, and it's so fun. So, and Mark...
It's still going to be fun.
Yes, it's
absolutely.
Always fun.
More fun. Yeah. We're losing
it's
the old guy.
It's always fun. I shouldn't say that, but right. It's fun to play with Mark.
Yeah. So it's like, why bother now?
You can still play with him.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
plenty of free time available.
Once
I
tell Fern about Tony, perhaps we can.
Yeah. It could be all over at that point.
But I get it, but you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send you all the pictures I've taken of you?
God, they're all on your phone.
If you're going to crash.
If you get ever pulled.
If Mark's ever found murdered.
Yeah, they're right on you. Yeah. Big time.
Son, can you explain why you have 3,000 pictures of Mr. Close?
And what's with that hair picture? What's that all about?
Wearing the shirt with his face on it.
Yeah. So every day I say go to 971talk.com/merch. And if you want a Team Close shirt, I think they're like 10. For real. They're like 10 left. There'll never be another run done. So just go buy them. For $500.
Man, we'll do anything to get rid of the inventory. Close, you got to quit in order to move to shirts. So.
That's right. Yeah. As soon as they're sold, you'll take it back.
That's right. I didn't mean that.
Wait, now Rach is leaving.
That's right. All these shirts keep going out the door.
I'm going to put them on clearance for 50 cents.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, and the stock market just tanked after you made your announcement. So
yeah, that probably hurts.
Traders in New York are like, what? Mark Close.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Oh, boy. Well, you're going to be here for a couple more weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's business as usual.
So we're just going to continue with the show. Couple of shout-outs. Saturday morning, you can go back now. I mean, you can stay if you want, but okay. Saturday morning, I was coming back Sunday morning from the cabin, and I stopped off at Walgreens in, like, Numeli on the way back, and I was buying notebooks, pens, and laxatives, and the, swear to God, and the very nice woman checking me out said, oh, looks like you have a school project going. And I said, oh, you know, it's my own project. I do a radio show, and I fill lots of notebooks. And she asked which one. I told her, and her name's Wilma, and she listened. She said, I don't watch TV. I listen to the radio. And she listens anytime she's not at work at Walgreens.
Cool. So, yeah. That's nice.
Hey, Wilma.
When she said, looks like you have a project going on, she was talking about the laxatives. And
it
I'm
could
like,
be.
What kind of project you got going on with that and pencil
Same
spell?
Kind as every Sunday. And then a huge shout out to my buddy Al, the owner of the Panteras No Fallon. Look, when Princess Phoebe chooses you for her birthday party, and so Phoebe and 10 of her friends wanted to go to Panteras. And so I called Al and said, look, I know you don't reserve tables, but if you could just, you know, do me a solid. And got there, and he was like, it's all on me. It's Phoebe's birthday.
Wow.
He's
nice.
Such a prince of a guy. Yeah. And, I mean, I'd go there if he didn't listen to the show or if he listened to a competitor, because it's my understanding. I apologize to all the other Panteras if I'm wrong. But it's my understanding that they're the only ones with the original Panteras recipe, which the hunk is exactly like it was in 1976, when I was going there as a kid in Wood River at Eastgate. So, big shout out to Al.
Yeah. Good pizza.
Oh.
It really is
even
like the original.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's worth a drive.
Ooh. Yeah. And you don't have to be afraid of getting beat up by a burnout like I was back then.
Bonus.
Oh, yeah. I was terrified. Oh, I guess we'll have a hunk pizza. Yeah. You don't have chocolate bananas, do you?
Don't kill me.
What do you want, kid?
Really? Hey, there's somebody out there ordering in a monkey mask. That's clever.
I can't make out what he wants.
You want pepperoni?
Chocolate banana.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do with my hands. It's all so weird now.
It's not that weird.
No, it'll be fine. You knew it was coming. It was just when.
I feel like I'm taking it better than anyone.
You might be, but you
it's
also...
It's weird, too, because I was always like, I'm going to be so upset.
That's probably just because you're so cold and hard.
That's probably
I think you're in denial. This is my own personal thought.
Well, I think probably...
Yeah, you'll melt down.
Yeah, it's coming.
Tomorrow will be in the middle of something and you'll just lose it. No!
Well, she started the show with $10 in bonus bucks from Kohl's.
Yep. Yeah.
A party
That'll make
gift.
It go over easy.
He's trying to keep me on his side.
Yeah, really.
Here you go, chicky poo.
Yeah. She's like, okay, $10. Yeah, got her pretty quick, so...
Can you tell your story, Rach, about the whoop-de-doodly-doo?
I don't. All right. So today the subject of ice cream came up, and I was a little kid, and my brother and I would have a bowl of ice cream, and then we would wait for it to melt a little bit, and then we would stir
soup.
It up till it was soup.
Yeah.
But we, for whatever reason, would call it a whoopie-dippy-doo, and it's just so dorky, and I told Dave about it, and he was like, what? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no, my take is... How much older is Big Dave Zimmerman than you?
2 years.
So there was never a time when you could say the words whoop-de-doop-de-doo that it was okay for Big Dave Zimmerman to say it himself.
It's not whoop-de-doop-de-doo. It's whoopie-duppy-doo.
Whoopie-duppy-doo.
Whoopie-duppy. Okay.
And, I mean, did you have to say that before you finished it? Was it like
no,
some kind
it was
of
just
ritual?
What we thought we were inventing that style of ice cream. Yeah. So then when we would go on to sell it later, that's what we would have called the recipe.
Ah.
You know, like
how'd
a baked Alaska.
Yeah.
It worked out great.
Still waiting for that whoopie doopy doo really? Money to come in.
Life in a small town.
Get this ice cream, but you stir it up a bunch.
And it melts. Who's no one's gonna think of this?
You know, I mean, that's everyone did it. Oh. Like I did the same thing.
With the Hershey sauce.
But you also can't buy it.
You can't, no. You can buy the slow churned or whatever, but you still have to wait for it to melt.
Yeah. I mean, show me where you can go buy Hershey's syrup on vanilla ice cream, all whipped up already.
That's melted?
Just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you refreeze it. Whoopie doopie doo.
Whoopie doopie doo.
Sorry, David.
her brother's getting beat up right now. So,
oh, yeah.
We thought you were cool.
Yeah.
Guys at the refinery are looking for him right now. Hey, Zimmerman.
Whoopie doopie doo.
Maybe some whoopity doopity dippity doo.
No, no, no.
We understand you wore your sister's little dresses.
And a bonnet on your head.
She'd make you.
No, he was the biggest person who made fun of. Well, I mean, I only did that stuff at home. I didn't wear a bonnet to school unless it was a special
day.
Hell
no. No, no, sure, no, yeah. Of course not. Whoa. No.
Back up, back up. Unless it was a special
day. One year I dressed as a pilgrim for Thanksgiving and my mom made me the bonnet. But like I sewed clothes for my Barbies and for my American Girl dolls, and that took up a lot of my time, and I read a lot.
But I bet you were excited that day.
Oh yeah.
You were working it.
Did you have more than one bonnet to pick from?
I think I had like a purple bonnet when I was really young, but then no, my mom made me the white bonnet special for that. And then I sewed bonnets for my American Girl dolls, which I think I have one at my mom's house. Maybe I'll bring it in. But he would always be like, "You're
put
like
it on Andrew."
He's like, "You're, you know, 9 years old. You act like you're 70. All you do is sew and read." Because he would want me to come play basketball with him or
now
something.
Give me some
whoopie
doopie doo, woman.
I'm busy. I'm working on Felicity's outfit for
right.
the governor's ball.
She has a special occasion coming up.
We were had like a little cup of ice cream and finishing it as we stood right next to where people smoke, and I thought, if this didn't like make you fat, that would be what I would do. Like instead of like a smoke break, mm-hmm. I would just go out there 3 times a day and eat a dish of ice cream. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah, super.
Just
it'd
the
be great.
Best thing ever. Mm. A little whoopie doopie doo.
Oh, all
just
over
go out
the
there
place.
And have a beer.
Yeah,
beer, right.
Yeah, if they're getting a smoke, why can't we go and have a beer?
Yes,
beer. Beer
I mean,
break.
I guess you could.
I always have people on Twitter say like, it's not a smoke break; it's their break that the government gives them, and they're using it as they wish. Okay, but then you've clearly never had a job where someone's taking 6 breaks to go smoke, and it's not taking 5 minutes, it's taking 10.
And we're very fortunate to work in an industry that while some things are very corporate, I don't know that anyone has ever said, hey, chief, you're taking a lot of smoke breaks. Mm-hmm. And not to call anyone out by name because I don't know their name, but there's one guy that he has to smoke. It's got to be 20 times a day.
I know exactly who you're
talking
about.
He's out a lot, yeah.
It has to be.
But,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't care if he's doing his job. Who cares?
Exactly. Exactly. But I don't think it's... There's no law that if a person smokes and they have to go out, you don't have to give them a smoke break, right? That's not like an OSHA law
or something.
Yeah,
it's not to smoke, but I think a lot of places, if you work 8 hours, you get a half hour for lunch and 15 minutes.
And 2 15-minute breaks. Okay.
Although it's great to have a job where you don't have like a specific break. That's wonderful. But the days when I did work jobs where you did made them all the sweeter.
Mm.
When someone says you have a 15-minute break, you enjoy the hell out of that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My best ever was at Losh Farms. We would get there early in the morning, corn crew, and we would go out and pick a couple of Sugar Baby watermelons, put it in the freezer, and by the time like the 10:15 break rolled around, you'd open that thing up.
Ooh.
And one of my first times pretending to be something I wasn't or to like something I didn't was the older kids. I was probably 14. Some 18-year-olds spiked it with vodka. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God.
I've been waiting
sweet
for
sweet ambrosia. And I'm just like dying inside and my throat's on
so
fire.
So much better than the normal watermelon.
Sir, I will never eat a plain watermelon again. Thank you.
Pardon me while I hurl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Big news is Mark Close is calling it quits, and he'll be leaving the show in 2 weeks. And ironically, he just tried to steal pass security from me. He said, look, I'm only going to be here for 5 more days. But
man, we got a 2-week run. I really turn it around for him, man. We'll talk.
Bill Wynn is here from pass security. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, you're big enough. I don't even think you need electronics.
Yeah.
I think you just go stand outside somewhere. And
yeah, no one's going to mess with
people
that
are like,
house.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll just drive
I'm
by.
Fine.
Keep moving. Really.
So how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, boy. Let's see. This are 50 years now.
God, the difference between security 50 years ago, which would have been, what, 1969, and now, Lord.
Yeah. No, it's a whole different ballgame now. Back in the day, it was just, you know, alarm system goes off and dispatch the police, and, you know, that was it.
You catch them or you don't.
Catch them or you don't.
Right.
Totally different deal now, though. You know, just a lot more to it, a lot more notifications, you know, a lot more information comes with them. And, you know, for a lot less.
Yeah, like 32 bucks a month, right? Starting
right.
out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Is that nuts?
Yeah.
So you guys, you do home stuff, always happy to have someone call and say, I want my home protected, but mostly focusing on businesses here. And it really like made sense when we were talking in your office and you said, of course, we want to stop the bad guys, the robbers, but also people more and more want control of their place of business. You can't go in this room. What time did they open my tan spa? What time did they close my donut shop? Who was going here and who was going there?
Right. I mean, it's just, you know, when somebody gets to their place of business and disarms their system in the morning, at least you know your business is open in time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how else would you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody left the business and, hey, did I arm the thing? You just pick up your smartphone these days, you take a look at it, and boom, it's armed or it's not.
Yeah.
You can turn it on and off just right there.
I've been fired 3 times in my life. Had we had this technology, I would have been fired away lot more than that. What time did you leave, Dave? 10 p.m., sir.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then how come the card says 2:30?
I'm going to take your word for it.
That's right.
Wow. Now, what about stopping the bad guys?
You know, I mean, stopping the bad guys is important. You know, I think our police department and everything does a real good job at that. We get the information to them as fast as we can. You know, I think the more important thing for us is not just, you know, stopping the bad guys from, you know, burglarizing your home or business. It's really, you know, keeping you or your wife or the person that works at your business from walking into that place, you know, and walking into something like that.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
I mean, that's the way I look at it. Yeah. I mean,
a life is more important, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we can protect somebody's stuff, that's fine, but I mean, when we can keep some people safe, that's probably
which
the
happens
most
all the time.
Right.
People either at home or a business walk into something going on, someone panics and shoots you.
Yep.
Right. The reality is, you know, anybody can, even if they're, you know, with another company, there's a lot of good companies out there, but, you know, a lot of people are just simply having that monitoring. And all you've got to do is, you know, call us up and we can switch your service over and for the same price or even less, we can put all the smarts into it.
I know. And when the Jussie Smollett video, the two guys buying all the masks and stuff, I think most of us were shocked that the quality was like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Bill, you said that you guys, like, start at 4K. You can go up from there as far as resolution, right?
Well, it's certainly an option, yeah. I mean, we build systems custom for everyone. So, you know, the video has just gotten so much better these days, and we've got a lot of analytics now. You know, it's not just basic systems anymore. So we really build and design your system, you know, to fit your budget and also your needs.
And I know that you have to be very careful because it's privacy. You can't talk about your clients. But as I've said in my live endorsement, major universities, government installations, major, major Fortune 500 companies, you guys, I mean, these people, money's no object. We have to have security right, and they come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we tons of them.
So if you can cover a place with thousands of employees or government workers, you can cover anyone out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, past security is just, you know, I like to say that we're big enough to handle just about anything, but we're small enough that we remember you're not just a number.
Yeah.
You know?
What are some of the things that you guys do that most business owners out there probably don't even know is possible? Like, well, I didn't know you could do that. Hell.
Well, I guess... I kind of put me on the spot there. Let's see.
I mean, like we have a key fob to get in here.
Right.
To get in the building. But I can go in anyone's office I want.
Right.
And you guys can make it so that Mark can go to 3 rooms, but not 8. And Sue can go to 5 rooms, but not, you know, you can customize anything that you want to do for your people any way they want to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, we have access control systems, you know, that... obviously, if you're, you know, an owner, you can get in every door, mm-hmm. you know, anytime. And then if you're, you know, maybe just a you know, standard employee, that type of thing, or, you know, then you only have access to certain areas at certain times. you know, some people even put contacts on certain doors, like an office door or something like that. And, you know, the system's not even armed and it just opens up, you know, and sends them a notification.
Like someone at their home. Or a business, I forget which it was, but a maid service came in, and right. they made them very like, hey, you don't go in this door. Mm-hmm. And like me, they went,
of course.
You got to see what's there.
You'd be the first yeah. guy.
And it was, okay, well, that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No matter.
Yeah. Yeah, they went, well, yeah, I know. They went in the door, and, you know, the nice thing is they didn't have to have that conversation of, oh, did they go in there?
Right.
You know, did that really happen?
Yeah, we know it happened.
You know it happened. Yeah. There's no one else there.
Right.
So you just simply call the company up, and you say, hey, look, it's time to, you know, change folks, that type of thing. And it just really takes... the guesswork out.
So residential, corporate, governmental, whether it's 1,000 employees or it's 3 employees, whether it's making sure when someone opens or closes, making sure that no one walks into a bad situation, whether it's having 1 camera or 100 cameras, no job too big, no job too small, you guys can do it.
Absolutely.
And passsecurity.com, correct?
Passsecurity.com.
P-A-S-S?
Uh-huh.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.